Welcome back to Hashtag Moms Got This.
I'm Stacey Eagle.
And I'm Michelle Park, and we are back with Rocky Merchandani.
Hi.
Journalist and author and supermom.
Supermom. And if you want to see her picture on a book, you can buy her book called Super Satya Saves the Day.
Yes.
Thanks.
So Tuesdays we talk about routines and relationships, and we haven't heard much about your husband up until now, but
the poor long-suffering human that he is.
the guy who stayed back when you went away for six months.
Well, I mean, went away. I didn't go away for the whole 6 months. Oh, I went away for like a portion of the 6 months. But yeah, I got a text message from a friend today, and he was like, "Your husband is just so chill." And I wrote back, "I wish he had less chill." But like, that is so who he is. Like, he's from Northern California. He's just like epic chill. Is like not getting. I can go. Everything is like the worst or the best for me, and it's usually in the same moment. Like, my husband Hagen is just not like that. He's like this incredibly balanced, incredibly thoughtful, incredibly zen human, which is so irritating for me.
Why don't you feel this right now?
I'm like, we were recording a podcast. We were guests on my friend Joe Piazza's podcast one time.
I know Joe Piazza.
Oh yeah, she's the greatest.
She wrote about us in Forbes.
Yep. Yes. Oh yeah, she's the greatest
podcast
human.
You should be listening to.
Love her.
Amazing.
It's so good. And so we were on it, and I listened back and I was like, oh, he said three things and they were the three most impactful things of the entire thing. But that's our life.
Right.
I'll say all the things. I invite all the people over. But when he's got something to say, like, you want to write it down.
Wow.
That's just who he is.
Where'd you guys meet?
Our friends introduced us. And I, of course, asked him out and told him I loved him first.
Oh,
obviously.
Like, how else would it go? Now that I know you, Rocky, I feel like that tracks.
That makes sense.
What was it like for him when you guys were dealing with the cancer diagnosis and then going forward?
You know, he tells this story about it, and it's very telling. But as because we were in the hospital, and it was a lot to handle, as you can imagine. And he was like, we have to figure out how we're going to get through this. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? He's like, we have to talk about how we're gonna get through this. And I was like, I don't know. I don't wanna talk to you. I don't wanna talk about it. I don't care if I never talk to you again. Like, who are you right now? I'm only worried about this baby. And he was like, okay, let's take a breath. Let's talk this through. And he like kind of walked me through how this was gonna be. And I said, listen, you are gonna focus on work. Because whatever goes down here, one of us has to keep focused on our jobs. I will stay here. I will go to every doctor's appointment. I will make every appointment. I will be the first one at the doctor's office. Like, I will hold it down here. We reconvene every evening at the hospital. But like, that is how this is gonna be. And he was like, he's like, fine, that makes sense. And that is like how we did it.
Wow.
And we did everything together.
Yeah.
Every evening. But during the day, he was focused on work. Because the reality is that like you need money and you need health insurance and like
right. You
need to know that however that was going to go down, that we were not going to be broken after.
Did he want to be going to the doctor appointments? Did he want to be going to the doctor appointments? Like, was that hard for him not to do that?
You know, I've never really asked him that. It's a good question. I think we were just very targeted about like how we were going to do this.
Yeah.
We had to divide and count and conquer for us to be successful.
Yeah.
Yeah. In that kind of like high stakes, high pressure situation.
You're just
your tunnel vision, right?
And that was it. And like, I'm also very well suited to make appointments. Like, cause people will tell me, it's going to be in 3 weeks. I'm like, actually, it's going to be today. So you're going to figure out how it's going to be today. And like, he's just not going to
I want you to be my mom.
He's not going to do that, yeah. Right? He's going to be like, okay, 3 weeks. That sounds reasonable. I don't do reasonable.
Yeah.
So you were in a great role.
That's what it needed to be. But it was, I would never have been able to get us to the point where we were talking about what we needed from each other and for each other to get through that time. I would have just compartmentalized or like done everything, been mad about it, been angry, been hurt, been all of those things, right? But he is the one before we get there to be like, what do you need from me? What do I need from you? What do we need from each other? How are we going to get through this?
That's incredibly annoying. I like that you say annoying. It's just like up. That's like something our therapist would say, you know?
He's
like,
he's amazing.
Like, just get ahead of it.
Well, what does he do?
He's an amazing...
He's a therapist?
Man, no, he's a cybersecurity engineer.
Wow.
Wow.
I know, he's really something. I mean, God bless that guy.
The other relationships that we heard about yesterday include the community that you've built around yourself. So yeah, I'm curious to hear, amazing. Like, how did you build that community? And like, how do you sustain it other than selling these ornaments every Christmas?
And your books.
Yeah.
We do. So we live in a beautiful community. So we live in Hoboken, which is 1 square mile filled with like...
moms and kids.
God's people. Like, these are good people who live there. And we have been... I think in some ways we're lucky, right? We live in a place that is, it's a lot of young families.
Yeah.
And it's easy to connect. First of all, I don't have a lot of problem connecting with people. Like, I'm really interested in people in general. I like people. I think people are
good.
You
don't say.
I think people are interesting. Like, I'm genuinely curious. Like, if you have something to tell me, I will listen because I care. I really do. I just like people's stories. So I make a ton of friends at the park. I make a ton of friends at like coffee shops. I know every shop owner in my town. They all do like this epic fundraising in September, which is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Like everybody just comes out for everybody.
Why have I not seen you post in the Hoboken Moms group? I feel like I would have seen it.
Oh no, you've seen it.
Okay, I must have just you've probably
seen my kid a bunch of times because like she was like Hoboken Girl of the Year last year, obviously because the whole community was like, this is the it's
oh my amazing. God!
Do you live there?
Well, no. So my daughter goes to school in Jersey City at HPMS, but that's like across the street.
Yeah,
from Hoboken.
Yeah, that's right. That's yeah. right. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, but I know a lot of the Hoboken moms just because we like go hang out there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we like go to the waterfront.
And it's just a love.
I've never been to Hoboken.
It's very easy to get there.
Why don't we do a 3-way coffee date or wine date?
Let's do it.
I'll bring my hangover cure for you guys.
I'm so into it.
Yes.
And I'll take you.
Yes, that's actually
you'll meet all the folks.
Yes.
The best place.
Wow.
I think though, just to answer your question quickly about how community was built. I don't actually remember trying to build a community, but what I know for sure is that we're surrounded by one,
yeah.
and people who love us, like people who are invested in our success and I'm invested in theirs. And I think it comes from like these small moments over time where you show up for people and they show up for you. Yeah.
Word.
You know?
Courtney, our producer, is like seriously nodding his head now. So that is like, dropped a truth bomb. That is what just happened.
But that's what it is, isn't it?
Snaps. Yeah, snaps. Let's snap it around. Well, Rocky, this has been yet another enlightening episode. Thank you so much. If you guys haven't heard the first episode, make sure you go back and listen. And as always, please subscribe.